So good morning. As of Friday, there were 50 major armed conflicts in the world. One group says that number is far too low, that there are in fact 130 armed conflicts in the world as of Friday. That's a lot. There are more people fighting than were fighting at the end of the Second World War. Let's move from that one internationally to within the family. 50% of all marriages entered into in Canada will end in divorce. 50%. Now that number gets me upset because I don't really understand how two people who were so in love with each other so much decide that the only way to keep their sanity is to separate. Now, Statistics Canada said the number of divorces is actually going down. Now that sounds like good news, except that they also say the number of marriages is going down. People are not getting married, they just live together. But the percentage stays the same, 50%. Conflict, no peace in the home. Now let's go and take it one step down and look at the individual. I looked at some data from the Canadian Mental Association, and 16% of people in Canada are not at peace with themselves. They have conflict within. They have challenges within. And because they are not content with themselves, they're not content with their family. They're not content with their workmates and associates. They're not content and happy with the world around them. 16% are not at peace with themselves. I look. And maybe we need to take the words of Jeremiah. Peace, peace. There is no peace. And so how can we reconcile that with the shepherd, with the angels who sang, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace, that Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. So on one hand, we see what is happening. And on the other hand, we talk about peace. So I'm going to shock you this morning. We are going to talk about peace, but we're going to talk about peace from the book of Job. Ah, yeah, there's a couple of shocked looks on your faces because Job is not one of those happy books. It's not a book you read and you say, yes, I love that book to read. Job was the Elon Musk of the era in which he lived. He was the wealthiest man around, wealthy beyond expectations. And then, if we look, he had 10 children, 7 boys and 3 girls. And the boys and their wives and the girl daughters were partying in a house. And the house collapses and kills all Job's children. The next day, or a similar day, Job is told that all his sheep have been stolen. He's told all his camels have been stolen. He's told that all his oxen have been stolen. And so he's left totally destitute. Children gone, possessions gone. And if that wasn't bad enough, he's covered with boils from head to foot. Now, I don't know if any of you have ever had boils. I get them once in a while. And let me tell you, they are painful, really painful. And that's just one. Job was covered in boils from head to foot. If that wasn't the end of the story, Job had a wife who said to him, Job, you're in deep trouble. Just curse God and get it over with. He'll kill you for cursing him, but at least it'll be over. He also had three friends, and I use the word friends in inverted commas. And they came to him and said, Job, the reason that you have a problem, Job, is that you're not right with God. Somehow the relationship with you and God is broken, and it needs fixing on your part. And Job says, no, no, no. I'm right with God. There's nothing that I have done that is wrong. And one of Job's friends comes and says to him, Job, here is the key of what you need to do. Acquaint now yourself with him and be at peace. And that's the text I want to look at this morning. Acquaint now yourself with him and be at peace. So let's break out the passage. Acquaint. I find it interesting when I come to Westlaw, because I'm acquainted with a few of you. I've sort of seen you here when I preached before. I don't know your name, but hey, I know you come to Westlock Chapel. I'm somewhat acquainted with you. Now, that's not the word that's used here. It's not a big, vague relationship with God that is talked about. The word is much better put, have a close relationship with God. Not be acquainted, but have a good relationship with God. Let him be your father and you be his daughter or his son. Acquaint with him. Now the second part of the text reads, acquaint now. Acquaint now. Not tomorrow. Not down the road. Not when the economy gets better. Not when I've got myself in a steady job and everything is good. Not when our children have left home. This is what the text says. Acquaint now. Today. Tomorrow may be too late. Acquaint yourself now. The next part about the text is yourself. If I wish I could do something and that I could establish a relationship with God for every one of you in the congregation today. That I could take your place and say, hey, this person wants a relationship with you. I'm going to stand in their place. And I'm going to take on that relationship. Can't do that. Much as I would love to do it, I can't do it. The text reads, acquaint now yourself. The Christian faith is an individual thing. God has no grandchildren. Only children. And you have to make a decision for yourself on your relationship with God. No one can do it for you. The leaders of this congregation can't do it. Your parents can't do it. You have to do it yourself. Acquaint now yourself with him. The Lord Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is the one who you need to establish a relationship with him. It's not with a form of worship. It's not with a church system. It's with a person. And the Christian faith is eminently personal. Acquaint now yourself with him. Not with an organization, not with a set of beliefs, but with him. And be at peace. Now, when the Bible talks about peace, what does it mean? Well, the person who talks about peace the most in the New Testament is Paul. And when we think of peace, we often think about walking in the mountains on a beautiful path, and we come across this lake that is emerald green, and in the background are the mountains, and they've still got snow at the very top of it, and we sit down, and we are at peace. And peace is that feeling that we have when things are going so well. Now let me tell you about Paul, the man who wrote about peace the most. In Corinthians, he describes what has happened to him. He says, 5 times I have been flogged by the Jews. I received 39 lashes. 3 times I have been beaten by the Romans. And they used a stick, a rod about 4 foot long, to beat people. 3 times I have had a beating from the Romans. 3 times I have been shipwrecked. We hear about people who are shipwrecked in the Mediterranean as they're trying to cross into Europe, and it is not a great place, even though the water is slightly warm. A lot of people die crossing from Africa into Europe. And Paul had 3 times he had been shipwrecked. 1.5 days he had spent in the coolish water of the Mediterranean. When he traveled on the roads, he felt that he was in danger. When he was in the cities, he felt he was in danger. People were always after him. He was let down in a basket from one city because if he went through the gate, he would have been killed. Life was not easy for Paul. Going through all that, and yet Paul talks more about peace than anyone else. Paul! You've been beaten. You've been shipwrecked. You're in danger from people. And you talk about peace? What gives? Peace that Paul is talking about is not that we get when we walk in the mountains and we stand and sit by a lake. The peace that Paul is talking about is that deep inner peace that comes about when we know that we belong to God. That in the end, despite what happens in this world, God wins. And God has a plan for us. And I know sometimes it doesn't look good. Sometimes it looks rough. Sometimes we say, God, do you know what you're doing? It's all right. God's got big shoulders. But we can be at peace. We can be at peace with ourselves because we know that we have a God who loves us, who cares for us, who has our best purpose in mind, and loves us so much that he wants us to be with him forever in eternity. And that gives peace. Acquaint now yourself and be at peace. Now, I know I'm kind of short today, but I want the message to be clear and quick. When you go home, I want you to take this message with you. Acquaint yourself now with him and be at peace. Please don't leave it to tomorrow. Please. Please don't say, well, I'm okay because my parents are Christians. They attend regularly Westlock Chapel. Doesn't mean sweet tiddly squat as far as God is concerned. You have to have that personal relationship. So as we leave this place, this is the take-home message I want you to have from today. Acquaint yourself now with him and be at peace. And at this Christmas time when we talk about peace a lot, I hope you come to know that peace that comes about from having a real relationship with God. A real relationship that brings about peace. And that's my prayer for you, everyone in the congregation, that today you will acquaint yourself now with him and be at peace. Okay, Ken. You're going to say, Trevor, you usually preach overtime. Well, I'm just making up today.